Thank you, Madam Vice President. Ireland welcomes the submission by Ukraine of a request for an extension of its deadline to complete the destruction of anti-personnel mines in mined areas in accordance with Article 5. Ireland has been concerned for some time at Ukraine's failure to submit an extension request at the expiry of its 10-year period for clearance, and believe that this represented a lack of compliance with an important provision of the Convention. We affirm the view of previous meetings that the period of 10 years referenced in Article 5.1 of the Convention begins at the entry into force of this Convention for that state party, including for states that face the issue of previously unknown mined areas or newly mined areas discovered within this 10-year period. For Ukraine, the deadline for fulfilling their Article 5 obligation expired in June 2016. In addition, my delegation remains concerned that Ukraine did not act in accordance with the agreed process for the preparation, submission and consideration of requests for extension to Article 5 deadlines, agreed at the 7th meeting of the States Parties. We particularly regret that the late submission of the request by Ukraine prevented a comprehensive dialogue between Ukraine and the Committee on Article 5 implementation. In our view, it is crucial for affected states to engage in a constructive and cooperative relationship with the committee in order to maintain the trust and cooperation which helps to further this convention's work. We hope to see this positive engagement continued in the future. We acknowledge the extremely difficult circumstances in which Ukraine currently finds itself. These circumstances clearly impact on Ukraine's ability to locate, mark, clear and destroy anti-personnel mines in areas under its jurisdiction or control, given that Ukraine has indicated that it does not have the full and effective control over the affected areas. Madam Vice President, we are pleased to see Ukraine return to compliance with its obligations under Article 5. We would like to again stress the importance of remaining engaged with the office holders of the Convention, particularly the Committee on Article 5 implementation, and the importance of accurate reporting on the challenges faced and progress made. Thank you, Madam Vice President.